Well, a Daily Beast journalist says he can see jogging activity near a suspected CIA base in Somalia. At a special ops outpost in the Syrian desert, someone is running in a perfect oblong around the compound. In Afghanistan, you can see where someone else is walking a possible supply route. The information can be seen on the global heat map published by the GPS tracking company Strava last November. The company used satellite data from 2015 to 2017 to show where people are using fitness devices. But an alert young man in Australia recently noticed that the map also shows where U.S. troops are, often in sensitive places, and the military is now responding. Adam Ronsley with the Daily Beast is following this. And Adam, you're the one who found the jogging activity on a beach in Somalia?
Yes. If you look at the map, you can go to known sites and sites that aren't quite known. And you can see patterns of activity running around a beach. There's a CIA facility that was reported in The Nation at the airport in Mogadishu. And you can see some folks around there have been doing a lot of exercise and working up a sweat on the beach.
Right. You can see them in another place in Syria where it's thought the U.S. might be building a base. And you can see the light of the fitness devices lighting up as they run across a dam. How's the military responding to this?
The military is saying they are going to, quote unquote, refine their social media policies and their operational security policies. They had actually encouraged people to be using Fitbits, which are a fitness tracking wristband that you can use to track your steps, track your runs, in order to get more exercise. But now they're finding that people took that advice and people took their exercise tracking abilities a little too far and went around tracking their activity when they were downrange in very, very, very sensitive places.
Well, it's not just the jogging that you can see. And by the way, you know, the whole mainland United States just lights up like a Christmas
yes.
tree because it's just everybody's using them everywhere. The reason that you can find these U.S. troops and Russian troops as well in Syria, for instance, mm-hmm. is because it's so isolated. It's so rare to see the lights, for instance, in Syria. But it's not just jogging activity. You can see where troops are, you know, eating in a mess hall because they still have the Fitbit on.
Well, even more importantly, and what freaks out a lot of military folks that I've spoken to, is the fact that, you know, people are wearing these apparently on patrol as they walk around and drive around isolated bases in combat zones in Syria and Afghanistan. And that kind of data is data that an insurgent or a terrorist would really, really, really like to have because that establishes a pattern of life outside that base.
Yeah.
That allows them to understand who's where, when, where likely routes are that they could implant an IED, where likely routes are that they could carry out an ambush. And that's something that has a lot of people very unnerved.
Well, it's horrifying. And, you know, more so for those who might be a target like the troops. But what's the average person supposed to take from this? You've been hearing from security experts all weekend as this map got noticed first by this young man and then by everyone.
Yes. I got a lot of panic text messages this weekend. But, you know, the average person probably doesn't have that much to worry about. But it's a good reminder that, you know, you are carrying around a microphone, a camera, and a tracker, and you're paying the bill for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that data can be used in ways that you did not expect and did not anticipate. And you need to think very, very hard and do an audit of your privacy and the apps that you use because they can reveal things that you are not necessarily aware of.
Back to the military, though. Now that this is out, it's sort of, you know, out of the bottle. How does the military put it back in?
I think, you know, they have to. The military obviously does a lot of operational security training and awareness, but humans are humans, and they tend to ignore that. Cell phones are very convenient. We're all glued to our devices. But they have to get tough about telling people not to take these things in particularly sensitive places. You know, Camp Peary in Virginia, where the CIA reportedly trains new clandestine service officers, is not a place you should be bringing a phone, much less uploading your latest workout.
And by the way, when you mentioned you're getting calls from security analysts, obviously you can't share with us some of the information that they are panicked about. But this is pretty widespread. I mean, people are fearful of some of this information.
Yes, and it's just sort of the tip of the iceberg because, you know, we're only just seeing this now because Strava chose to make this data available in a heat map, which makes it pretty convenient to see. But I think some of the fears are that, you know, this may just be the tip of the iceberg, is that if people have been, you know, have been careless about bringing their cell phones or bringing internet-connected devices or tracking devices into sensitive areas, what other apps have they been using? What mm-hmm. other devices have they been bringing where they shouldn't?
Yeah. Adam Ronsley of the Daily Beast, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
So, does this make you think twice about your Fitbit? Thoughts welcome here and now.org.